7368 A Scots Quair by Lewis Grassic Gibbon. Read by Patricia Kerrigan. The story of Chris Guthrie, torn between her love of the land and her desire to escape from the narrow horizons of a peasant culture, is the thread that links the volumes Sunset Song, Cloud Howl, and Grey Granite. The personal joys and sorrows of Chris's life are interwoven with the greater historical and political events, the First World War, the General Strike, and the Hunger Marches of the 1930s, to create a portrait of Scotland and its people.
By kind permission of the publisher, Penguin Books. This book, first published in 1946, as one volume by Gerald's, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was sponsored by Les Rose of Pitlochry in memory of his mother Margaret Rose, nee Daisy Strigeon of Maberly House, Aberdeen. It's read by Patricia Kerrigan, and there are three parts: Sunset Song, Cloud Howe, and Grey Granite. A Scots Quair by Lewis Grassic Gibbon. Part 1. Sunset Song. Prelude. The Unfurrowed Field. Kinraddy lands had been won by a Norman child, Cospatrick de Gondeshill, in the days of William the Lion, when griffins and such-like beasts still roamed the Scots countryside, and folk would waken in their beds to hear the children screaming, with a great wolf-beast come through the hide window, tearing.